rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When I think of Jeffrey Corbett, I think of quiet strength, like an East Texas pine tree. It is appropriate that the son of a forester who was raised with a calendar color-coded with the start and end of every hunting season would become a forester and a lover of the out-of-doors. Another love of Jeff's life was the church. He studied the Bible, taught Bible studies, and taught Sunday school. He was raised in the Presbyterian Church and knew the church well. He was on the commission that ordained the pastor in Jasper. His knowledge and soft-spoken strength helped oil the waters when conflict arose in this church. His presence had a calming effect on those around him. In fact, he was directly responsible for me being here in Lufkin. The Presbyterian Church has a computer match system that connects the strengths a pastor identifies in his personal information form with the needs of a congregation in its mission information form. One of the congregations I was identified as a potential match with was in Odessa, Texas, where Jeff Corbett was on the pastor nominating committee, known as the PNC. After two Zoom interviews with them, they asked me to come for an in-person visit. After praying about it, Terry and I decided Odessa was too far from our family, so I respectfully withdrew from consideration. Shortly thereafter, I received a call from Lufkin, PNC. Jeff told Stephen, who was serving on the Lufkin PNC, about me. And the rest is history. I feel profound gratitude to Jeff for that referral. This church has played an important role in the Corbett family. It's my understanding that Jeff and Barbara met at this church. They raised their family in the church. Barbara died and was buried as a member of this church. Now Jeff has died and is being memorialized at this church. Now I want to address the elephant in the room. As often happens, divorce affects families and the church. Too often, friends are put in the position of choosing sides, and discomfort results. I was impressed that Jeff was able to put aside that discomfort and was here for Barbara's funeral out of love for his boys. As I understand it, he quietly endured several uncomfortable situations out of love for his family. It is too easy to become judgmental. As I recently preached, God is our good and loving judge. We should leave the judging to God. As Mark Antony said in Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, the evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Both Barbara and Jeff are now in the arms of their loving God. Let's bury the hard feelings and remember the good, leaving the judgment to God. And there is much good to remember. The annual family vacations, including cruises and Disney World. Love of the LSU Tigers. Attendance at Kenny and Steven's sporting events. Hunting trips. And the high adventure scouting trips to the Canadian boundary waters. On one such occasion, during a portage, which is where canoes are carried from one body of water to another, Jeff stepped on what looked like solid ground and disappeared. It turned out that a characteristic of the area is a weed that will grow over the top of the water and look like solid ground. Jeff had stepped on some of that weed and fell into a hole full of water. As tall as Jeff was, you know it had to be deep. When he came out, okay, it was funny. Jeff loved the Bible. Not only did he study it and teach it, He distributed it through membership in Gideon's International. He shared the Bible with youthful offenders at juvenile detention centers. Jeff's love of animals included at one time an extensive exotic fish collection. Jeff had a room off the garage with many aquariums, and he could tell you all about each fish. Jeff was an expert at throwing crawfish boils. He shared this skill with friends and his boys. Now Stephen's the expert. Jeff loved the outdoors. He loved to hunt all types of game, fish, canoe, kayak, camp, hike. Jeff hiked 528 miles of the Camino de Santiago in Spain, half of the Appalachian Trail in the United States, and had plans to hike in Alaska. In his last days, he was living in Big Sky Country in Wyoming, sharing his vast knowledge of the outdoors with customers at an REI, a Recreational Equipment Inc. store. I suspect much of his paycheck was taken home in equipment. One of the books in Jeff's collection was a collectible book of poems by Archibald Rutledge, the first poet laureate of South Carolina. One poem by Rutledge, which captures Jeff's love of the outdoors, seems particularly appropriate. It's called John Everyman. In carrying more than mortals can, John was an ordinary man. Of cares, he was a caravan. He staggered onward in the sun, but for his load, he might have run. How shamblingly his pace advanced, when joyously he might have danced. He reached the wood at last, and then they ambushed him. God's highwayman. Ah, when he reached the wood at last, delicious rapine followed fast, pillage divine, celestial rape, from which no mortal could escape. John shivered, trembled, cried, and pled. Their purpose steeped his heart in dread. Had he a chance, he would have fled. Burdened, disarmed, he faced about. A tall oak robbed him of his doubt. Huge elms, those burly buccaneers, despoiled him of his priceless fears. A cypress stole his fine disdain. A dewdrop plundered him of his pain. The agate of his heart, they say, a sunbeam melted quite away. A laurel leaned on him and took his aching eye, his anxious look. A sunset coroneted pine soon made him all his pride resign. Disaster on disaster came into her secret halls of flame. The stately sorrow that he kept closest his heart, a wild rose swept. His anger, he was sore beset, he yielded to a violet. Surrendered to a spray of rue, the dreams that never could come true. He gave sick hope that had been sleeping unto a greensward's quiet keeping. And with a virgin lily left, a love whose heart long since was cleft. Pillaged and joyous, ruined, glad, free, naked, reft of all he had, John Everyman from yonder wood carried no more than mortals should, carried a heart for life made strong, a hope, a faith, a friend, a song. As a forester, science teacher, and a scholar of the Bible, Jeff had a special understanding and love for God's creation. In Genesis, we learn that God created the world and declared it very good. Furthermore, God gave humankind dominion over creation with the requirement that we all be good stewards of God's creation. May we all learn to love family, God, and God's creation like Jeff Corbett did. In Louisiana, there's a custom that the body is carried to the graveyard with somber music. But as the mourners leave the graveyard, the music becomes upbeat and joyful in celebration of the resurrection. With that in mind, after saying together what we believe and praying together, we will close our service with one of those joyful hymns, "When the Saints Go Marching In." Amen.